Today we are talking about seven, count them, seven, did you count them? Fabulous. Seven tips for single mama girls like myself to make sure that your travel experiences are fun, filled to the brim of good, good times, good, good vibes. So are you ready? Yes, mama girl, let us go. Come on. Hey, 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 mama girl, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. If you do not know who I am, my name is Jamie, and I am your independent IntelliTravel travel agent. My goal is to help mama girls just like you create these amazing adventures for their families from start to finish. Yes, mama girl, yes, from prep to land. And if you are not a mama girl yet, listen, you can still use these tools. You can still plan these amazing adventures, and I can still help you do all the things. So listen, grab your water, grab your tea, grab your chips, grab your sandwich, grab whatever you are snacking on, whatever you are drinking on, and come on in here. All right, mama girl, let us get down to this nitty gritty. As a single mother myself, I understand it is difficult. It is difficult planning a trip because you have to know every detail. You have to be the one to organize all the things, figure out how y'all getting there, how it's going to be paid for, where y'all sleeping, what y'all doing. It can become overwhelming. I get that. So let me help you. Help me help you help each other, mama girl. Let us talk about seven tips. Yes. Seven tips to help making your travel experiences elevate them to top tier without being stressful. Are you ready? Okay, the first tip that I have for you, mama girl, is plain and simple. Even though we want everything to be planned out to the T, we need to allow space to breathe. Let me say that again. Allow flexibility. Allow for the unknown. Allow for room to just do whatever you want to do in the moment. Have some random sparks of inspiration on the trip. Don't plan them ahead of the trip. Do you understand what I'm saying? Allow for wiggle room. Allow yourself to just enjoy, okay? We want the kids to go and have amazing times at these adventure parks and have these wonderful nature experiences, the safaris, the roller coasters, the hands-on activities, all the things. We want them to have all the things, but we also want to allow space to explore. Allow space to figure out what you want to do while you're there. Things that you didn't know existed at the location, to be able to do those, okay? Or to do nothing at all. Okay, allow space for the unknown, allow space to just breathe. Because when you stack things on top of each other, and it's always stacked, mama girl, you are going to be tired by the time you come back home. And I don't want that for you, okay? So allow space to breathe. Yes, breathe, honey, breathe. Breathe. Let's move on. The next thing I want you to do is pack smart and light. Now, this is something that I'm still learning how to do myself, but I'm helping you help me. Let's listen. Help you help me help each other. Pack light, mama girl. Go ahead and pull up the weather before you go on your trip and pack according to what the weather says. If it's going to be warm outside, honey, you don't need a trench coat and you don't need 85 outfits for 3 days. I'm going to say that again. You don't need 85 outfits for 3 days. Okay, so let us make sure that we are packing for the amount of time that we're leaving. It is okay to have an emergency outfit or two, okay? Not 85. Let us pick our selections before we go. Let us not be one of those packers who packs the whole wardrobe and then makes our selections about what we're wearing when we get there. Let's not do that. Let us pack what we are wearing before we go on the trip and then have emergency emergency outfits. Emergency outfits for the unknown. Okay? Okay. I'm gonna let that sit there. We listen, we don't judge. I'm learning myself because I can be an overpacker. I get it. I was gonna say I get it from my mama, but I actually think I instilled that in my own self. I don't think my parents helped me do that because my parents are able to get all their stuff. My mom and my dad are able to pack their entire trip wardrobe in one suitcase. One suitcase is just for me, and it's my big suitcase, okay? My big suitcase is usually just for me. My daughter has her own. So I think I got that from myself. That was a sidebar. I'm sorry. Full transparency, though, your girl is still working on it personally. So I get it. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but it is something that will help in the long run because that's less laundry you have to do when you come back home. That's less hauling you have to haul when you're going up to the trip and doing all the things to get to the room. Honey, pack light. Pack light. And then when you get married or when you have your friend come into your life, you do whatever you want to do. But while it's just you, honey, pack light. Let's move on. The next thing I want you to remember, because it's so easy to just book based off of what we see on the social media, on the Instagram, on the Facebooks, on all the things. It is so easy to just pick a hotel and not necessarily consider, is this hotel child friendly? Are there things that this hotel can do for children specifically to make sure that my child is having a good time too? We don't necessarily think of that. And so let's start thinking of that. Let us pick our hotels. Let us pick our cruises. Let us pick our vacation experiences with everyone in mind, including our children, to make sure that everyone has a wonderful adventure, okay? The wonderful adventure is what we want. So we want to make sure that our accommodations can accommodate, okay? Okay. The next thing, mama girl, is keep your documents handy. Okay. So I'm talking your travel insurance. I'm talking your ID. I'm talking your itinerary, all of the tickets, all of the confirmations that you've printed off, all your booking confirmations, all of your medication prescriptions, all of the things. Keep them handy. I actually have a little travel purse. I call it my travel purse. It's like a wallet, if you will, but it's bigger than a wallet, so I can fit my passport in there. I can fit all of my travel documents, I can fit all of that in there. And then it's just right there. It's handy. It's real thin. It's thin, so it can sit right here. Nobody will know it unless I tell them that it's there, or they just happen to see me pull it out. Nobody would know. Excuse me, that is sitting right there. So I keep that. I have that, and that has all my travel documents. But you want to make sure not only do you have a place where your travel documents are, you want to have copies on copies on copies of travel documents, whether that be electronic copies or an additional hard copy that you keep inside your suitcase. You want to make sure that you are prepared as far as your documents go so that you have everything that you need so that there is no confusion. And if you lose something, you have a backup. Okay? Okay, so make sure you have your documents handy. Let's move on. We going through this quick, mama girl. I'm doing the thing. Ooh, I love it. Do. Okay, focus. The next thing you want to do is bring entertainment. If your child is like my child, they need to be entertained because when they are not entertained, they create their own entertainment. In my car to this day, this here month of June, there is a stain on the back seat of the little cup holder in the back seat from where my child has taken slime and placed it on top of the cloth cup holder armrest thing. I can't get it out. I had a detailer detail my car. They can't get it out. It is forever It is forever in that car. Why? Because my child was not properly entertained. And to this day, she is not allowed to play with slime anywhere. Because that is not proper entertainment. And if your child is like my child, having proper entertainment is key to making sure your sanity remains sane, because we don't want frustrations. We don't want accidents. We want everybody to get to and from the destination in one piece. And my child almost ended up in two. And because I don't want that for your child, make sure you have entertainment. If they are a reader, make sure you have books. If they are a movie watcher, please have a tablet. Get one of them little DVD players. They have some at Walmart. You know, I don't even know if those things still exist. I purchased mine years ago. I had the little DVDs where each one could watch their own movie. My nephew and my daughter could watch their own movie while we were on the way up the road. I don't even know if they make those anymore, but if they do, it really does come in handy. Get you a DVD player for your car. Find something to make sure that your children are properly entertained. Color books with crayons, unless you trust them with markers. That's your business. Something to make sure that your child is properly entertained so they're not bugging you and they're not creating their own entertainment, okay? Okay, I'm gonna let that sit right there. Let us continue. The second to last thing, mama girl, I want you to remember, the tip that I have for you is lean. Come on with me, we gonna lean. You ready? Lean. Did you do it? I can't see you, so I hope you did it. But if you didn't, lean. Lean, mama girl, lean into people to help you. People, places, things. Lean into the resources that you have available to help you make this travel experience smooth and make it a fun, smooth experience, okay? Lean on me to help you not only plan your travel, but make sure that everybody knows what's happening, when it's happening, where it's happening. Make sure that everybody knows everything already been paid, what needs to be done, who needs to be picked up. I will take care of that for you. I will. Head on over to my website, www.preppinland.com, and you can lean on me. Lean on me when you are not strong. I'll be there. I'll help you carry on. Oh, it won't be long. I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. That song is so true, mama girl, and you need to lean, okay? You are one person. You are one person with two arms and two legs. Lean on somebody. Utilize their arms. Utilize their legs. Utilize their help to help make sure that you are getting what you want out of your vacation experience, okay? And the last thing I have for you, which is the most important, I had to put my leg down so I can tell this to you in my serious voice. Are you ready? I am. Make time for yourself. Do you see my eyeballs? It's because I'm serious, mama girl. Make time for yourself. You pour into those babies on more than one occasion every day, okay? You pour into that job on more than one occasion every day. You pour into that household on more than one occasion every day. You need to make time for yourself to pour back into you. Because if you don't pour back into you, eventually your well gonna run dry. And it's not guaranteed that you'll have somebody that's gonna pour into you. And so you need to prioritize yourself and pour into yourself. That way you can continue to pour into everything else that's around you, that's impacted by you. And it won't be no soppy pour. It won't be no, okay, I only have 3/4 of liquid left inside of me, so I can only give you a fourth of it, okay? Because I got to reserve this other two for an emergency. No, mama girl. No. Pour into yourself on this vacation. and make sure you have some you time doing something that you like to do without your babies. Okay? That's very important, which is why I had my serious voice. And I know you heard it, because I heard it myself, and I'm trying not to listen to me. I'm just kidding. But yes, pour into yourself. It's important. Okay? You are important. You are important. You are before your children, okay? They can't be who they are without you. They can be a version of them, but they won't be them without you. So make sure that you are okay and make time for yourself. Yes, ma'am. That's all I have for you. Those are the 7 things. You want me to go over them again? I will. The first thing you need to do is make sure you have time to breathe. Make space for oxygen. Allow time to just do whatever you want to do without a schedule, okay? The next thing you want to do is something that we are all working on, myself included, packing light. Packing light to make sure that we are not stressing our bodies while we are moving our luggage to and from wherever we're moving our luggage to and from, okay? The next thing we want to do is make sure that our locations, the locations that we are going to, the hotels, all the things are kids friendly, okay? Kid friendly locations. The next thing is making sure we keep our documents handy, have copies upon copies upon copies, virtual copies, physical copies, all the copies, okay? Copies upon copies upon copies. The next thing we want to do is bring entertainment so that our children are not entertaining themselves, creating their own entertainment. We don't want that. Mm-mm. So we're going to bring our own entertainment. We're going to bring entertainment. The next thing we want to do, lean. Remember, mama girl, we are leaning. Leaning into help, leaning into the resources, leaning into the tools, the resources. Okay, leaning into the tools that will help make our travel experience seamless, help us enjoy it better. And the last thing, the very most important thing is, the last very important thing, mama girl, is to give back to yourself. Create time for you to have your own space, for you to do your own thing, whatever you want to do, and pour back into yourself so that you in turn can pour. Everybody affected by you. I think that's so harsh, but everybody you are pouring into on a regular basis, you need to make sure that you are filled first, okay? Yes, all the things. That's it. I love you, mama girl. I love you so much. I want you to know that I love you to the moon and back, which is why I'm giving you these tips, okay? Listen, mama girl, listen, if today's episode spoke to you, if it helped you, if it inspired you, or just made you feel seen, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss out on future episodes. And if you got a question or just want to connect, head on over to my website, www.prepandland.com. You'll find amazing travel offers and a bunch of free resources made just for you. As always, mama girl, I want you to choose to make life an experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Till next time, mama girl. Peace.